So let me share a little bit about my history so that you understand who your instructor is and how I got to this point and what kind of made me the person that I am today. So some things that I went through early on back in 2008, let's rewind the clock. I had this bright idea to leave my steady job and go buy a house and a new car. And it was clearly an ingenious idea. I mean, like, so good of an idea for sure. I had to work on getting myself up out of that grave. I didn't have a digital portfolio. I had a bunch of student debt, over $20,000. I didn't have anything to go out. There was no loans, no credit lines, no one I could depend on to get me up out of that mess that I made myself. Like, that was a bed that I had to lay in. No money saved up, nothing. So I started out by working these 80-hour plus weeks and getting a side job to start getting my name out there as a young freelancer doing logos and websites and apps and doing what I could to start making a name for myself and to really just succeed, because I couldn't go backwards at that point. I kind of backed myself into a corner inadvertently, and I knew that I just had to get out of it at that point. I just had to be constructive and use everything I could around me to push myself forward. And for that, I had to lose friends and family, and I took criticism and things personally because I looked at it. If someone didn't like my work, then that was a reflection on me. I had a lot to learn. I was young. This was 2008, right around the time that the recession hit, was really when I had kind of planted my flag and said, I'm going to be something and make something out of myself. And that was what happened. Now, switch over to the highlight reel, because I know that's important to you too. I'm a top 30 under 30 winner. I've helped launch several brands, but one of them I'm most proud of is Band-Aid's Our Turn product. Myself and another freelancer were hired to consult on the brand and create something for darker skin tones. And I felt like that was a great project to be a part of for obvious reasons. I became certified in entrepreneurship, in coaching, and in workshop training. I have two businesses now. I've served well over 250 clients one by one. I have a podcast that's listened to in some different countries now and tons of five-star reviews. You can go to my website at darnellbrown.com, check them out for yourself, and learn even more about my story, where I go through just my history, the ugly version of that story that I just told from before. So yeah, this is me over here living it up, getting my exercise on with the Daily Burn peeps. Shout out to them. So having fun, just doing what I can be, trying to be my best self and sharing all of these insights with you now. Like, this is what I do. This is what I live for. And then finally, some different brands that I've worked with over the years, as I mentioned on the prior screen, Band-Aid, Aveda, Johnson & Johnson. So many brands you'll probably recognize. Some of these are also in the Charlotte area, but what they all have in common, what ties them all together, is I worked in different capacities for each of them. For some, I was the marketing person. For some, I was the designer. For some, I was the creative director, the branding guy, the consultant, all of these different like capacities that I've played a role in. It has just made me a more versatile person and made me much more experienced. So I'm thankful for all of the things that I've done over this time span, all of the brands I've had the pleasure of working with. And there will be more that I work with over time into the future. But these are some of the ones. I can't put them all on the same page, but these are some of the ones that stand out and some that you may recognize. So I've done the work. I really have put in the hard yards, have put in these hard years as well. And I've just came from that real design background and then to naturally going into branding and outside of just visuals, but thinking about the psychology of people and how to win their hearts and earn their trust. So I bring all of that together and have been able to design courses like this one to really capitalize off of everything that I've learned and make it more digestible so that you can take it and help you in on your journey.